And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Hey, have you ever heard the word Aliyah? Spell A-L-I, you know, like Muhammad Ali, Ali, Y-A-H, Aliyah, Aliyah. It's a Hebrew term, and it really means those who immigrate to Israel. Jews around the world in the what's called the diaspora who go back or go to Israel. Most of them have never been to Israel. They can't go back. They call it the return. You know, Exodus. They leave the countries where they're at and go and live in Israel. Now, we know from books like the book by Dr. Shlomo Sand, S-A-N-D, the Israeli professor who wrote a book called The Invention of the Jews. And we offer that in the ministry, by the way, Invention of the Jews. I'll tell you more about that during the break, how to get that book. We know that there's really no such thing as the Jewish race. They're imposters. They basically are Khazar Europeans. Came out of the kingdom of Khazaria. He explains all that in his book, of course. And that was the number one best-selling book in Israel. Many of the top Jews know that they're really not of the Israelite bloodline. They're of Khazar stock from Khazaria. And basically the kingdom of Khazar was taken over by the Tsar, and then many of the Khazars moved up into Europe to Poland, Hungary, Romania, France, Germany, and so forth. And they're the ones that, in 1948, many of them had been under the mantle of the communist. In fact, the first Jewish prime minister in Israel in 1948 was David Ben-Gurion. That wasn't his real name. He had a Polish Jew name. He came from Poland. He was an avowed Marxist-Leninist, a communist. And so Israel is a socialist communist nation. But they invite Jews, if you can prove that you're a Jew, by proving that your mother and grandmother and all, in other words, the matriarchal line, if you can prove that they were Jews, then you're a Jew. And you can immigrate to Israel. Now, if you're like the black singer Sammy Davis Jr. or the movie star Marilyn Monroe, they were converted Jews. They converted to Judaism. They wouldn't qualify for Aliyah. But if your name is Cohen or Goldstein or Silverman or Copperfield or, you know, one of these Jewish names, Diamond or whatever, they love the names like Diamond and Copperfield and, you know, precious metals and jewels and all that. Money is in their mind all the time. And if you are and you can prove that your mom or your grandmother was Jewish, well, you can immigrate to Israel. You got to bring the paperwork. Otherwise, you won't be allowed to come in and immigrate. But they invite Aliyah. They invite you to come and immigrate. Aliyah. I've been thinking about it a lot lately. I was thinking of starting a project to help them go back or go to Israel. I think I will. I'm thinking of really starting it. It would probably be a non-profit organization. It might even be a 501c3. Now, I despise 501c3s, but it seems like this might be actually an organization that could be 501c3. Call it Project Aliyah Foundation. And I'd ask everybody to give me money, and I'd use every cent of the money to send Jews to Israel. Now, in America, they say there's about 7.5 million Jews. We have as many Jews in the United States, maybe more, than they have in the nation of Israel. In the whole world, there's only about 18.5 million Jews. 7.5 million live in the United States. Around 3 million in Europe and other places. And then, of course, there's around 7 million or so in Israel. 17, I guess we'd get up to 18 million if we saw that there was, you know, maybe a million in isolated countries, you know, South America, Indonesia, Malaysia, and so forth. But most of them are here in the United States, the Jews living here. Now, according to Christian Zionist, which is a cult. Millions of Christians that go to Baptist, Pentecostal, and other churches are, well, they're Zionist. They're cultists, but they don't know it. And they really want to promote Israel. Now, they believe that I don't, you know, go along with this false doctrine, and so they call me an anti-Semite. And you too may be an anti-Semite, friend. But I was thinking about it recently. Where is that? Yeah, here it is. Good friend. Her name, Lanny. I'm not going to give you her last name because I don't want anybody to bug her. But Lanny wrote to me, and she said this. She said, anti-Semite is not a word that appears in the Bible. So if they call you anti-Semite, they're calling you a name that's not in the Bible. But she says, Antichrist, however, is a word that appears in the Bible. And today, says Lanny, and she's a pretty insightful person, by the way, because she writes me a whole lot. I read every email that comes in here, believe it or not. I read every letter that comes in here. And I try to answer as many as I can. She says, today, too many Christians are concerned about, they're more concerned about who is anti-Semite rather than who is Antichrist. Interesting, isn't it? They're so worried about the word anti-Semite, but they could care less if somebody is Antichrist. And I began to think about, what does the Bible say? Lanny, I knew was correct. And I looked up a few Bible verses. 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. Listen to this. Because the Apostle John, who was of Jewish stock, but he was not a Zionist, except that he believed in the Zionist heavenly Jerusalem. That's the mother of us all, Paul says in Galatians. Not the earthly Jerusalem that Abraham and none of the prophets gave any thought to, really. They looked for a kingdom built without human hands, a temple built without human hands in the heavens. They didn't look for some earthly kingdom. That's what Paul says. Paul's words exactly, he says, here we have no continuing city. Jerusalem is not our home. He said the same thing was true for all the prophets, so all the apostles too. They didn't consider Jerusalem their home. They were citizens of heavenly Jerusalem. That's my home, folks. That's it. I love the United States. I love Texas. I love Austin. But I'm really a citizen. I'm just a pilgrim here, passing through, citizen of heaven, citizen of heavenly Jerusalem. And it exists. It exists. It's in the hearts of every person who has Jesus. You're a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem. Paul said, use the words, you've been brought nigh to Zion. There's an earthly Zion and there's a heavenly. If you want the earthly Zion, well, we'll leave you here. Whatever happens to you, though, not our fault, not my fault, it's yours. I'll leave you here. I'll let you go. I'll even send you. I'll help you. Project Aliyah is for you. And especially if you say I'm Jewish. You're really probably Khazar, but okay. Whatever you are, we'll send you to Israel. Project Aliyah Foundation. Okay. But let's go back. The Antichrist. We should worry. We should think about what the Bible says. Not about anti-Semites, because it doesn't say anything about that. It says something about Antichrist, and here's what it says. Quote, who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. Wow. Goes on to say that if you deny the Son, you do not have the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son does have the Father. So if Jews say, well, our Father is the true God, but we hate and despise Jesus. No, you don't have the Father. Jesus came from the Father. Jesus is one with the Father. You don't have Jesus. You don't have the Father. And you are Antichrist. Now, I don't care if you're Hindu or Buddhist or whatever you are, atheist. You're a liar. text. That's such a harsh word to call people liars just because they don't believe like you do. Look, don't point to me. It was the Apostle John. If you don't like it, call him a liar. I'm not going to do that. I hope to meet John one day, and I'm going to thank him. He suffered greatly. He was sent to the island. He was banished to this little island for his preaching and teaching. He said, who is the liar? It is he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Whoever that denies Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist. Uh-huh. That's it. Second John, he has something else to say. Many deceivers have gone out into the world who deny that Jesus has come in the flesh. Such a person, John said, is the deceiver and the Antichrist. What do the Jews say? They don't believe that Jesus came in the flesh as God, as the Messiah. Are they not deceivers? Are they not Antichrist? Text, you're so harsh. You're so judgmental. That's another thing that bothers me. Jerry, Jerry's my broadcast engineer here. I'm judgmental. Thou shalt not judge. I get that a lot. You know, when I married my wife, Wanda, I judged her. Is she the one for me? Is she the one God wants for me? If you didn't judge your mate, you could be married to a psychopath. You better judge, my friends. You know, I made a judgment, decided to go in the Air Force as a young man. I didn't just say, well, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a branch of service by its toe. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I said, now let's see, what do I want to do with my life? I made judgments. I researched. I checked into it. I looked into it. Listen, young lady, young man, you want to marry somebody? Find out who they are. Discover who they are. Don't run off to Las Vegas or New Mexico and marry them overnight. You better do some judging. You work for a company, you might want to make sure it's an ethical company, not a bunch of crooks. You have to make judgments to do that. And if you're an employer, when you hire somebody, you make judgments. When NASA fires off a space vehicle, they make judgments. Will this work? Is this the right kind of fuel? Solid fuel, rocket fuel. Is this the kind of motor? Are we going to do it on the right day? You know, where the everything's in alignment and all that kind of stuff. Is this astronaut truly trained for this mission? They don't just say, you know, pull up the next rocket and let's shoot it up. Anybody who wants to get in it, get in it. Might get a bunch of homeless hobos that say, yeah, I'll get in that. Give me a fifth of wine. Well, I guess wine's only have fifths, but a bottle of wine. Folks, you got to make judgments throughout life. I think parents should decide whether they want a baby or not. I think babies are wonderful. But make a judgment whether it's time for you to have a baby or not. Okay? We make judgments. So this thing about, no, shut up. You've got to judge things. You just got to. Here's what John the Baptist said. He talked about the Pharisees, the Sadducees that he knew were not going to believe in Jesus, the Messiah. He said, even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Matthew 3:10. Sounds like John the Baptist was talking about a judgment. Who judges whether the tree is a good tree or a bad tree, produces good fruit or bad? I think there will be judgment day. Those who say, I don't believe in judging others. Well, just wait till judgment day. You will be judged. And every man, every woman will be judged. You know what the Bible says, though? This is interesting. Judgment begins at the house of God. Christians will be judged. Oh, yes, we'll be judged. The house of God is judged, and judgment begins with them. That person's a sinner. They never accepted Jesus. Boy, they're sure going to be judged harshly. No, folks, that may be. But they got to wait their turn. You're going to be judged first. You have a greater responsibility. You know the truth if you don't do it, if you don't do what's right. Now let's go to this Aliyah thing. I was thinking about it. Would America be improved if we simply brought the Jews all to Israel and left? Now, how would we do this? Now, they've made a mess of every country they've gotten control of. Now they have control of America. Should we shed ourselves of the Jews? Now, I don't believe in putting them in prison or doing bad things to anybody. And we might have to pay them for their property, even though a lot of Jews have cheated, the Wall Street crooks and all of them, the bankers. And they've cheated, especially Gentiles. Even their own Jewish Talmud says it's okay, it's good to cheat the Gentiles, to rob them. But regardless of all that, America's a very rich nation. We got all this oil and everything. We're the greatest oil nation in the world. We're very rich. Maybe we should just pay them all to go to Israel. Get them out of our hair. Now, some people say, that's not right. You shouldn't do that. You're not saying send the Swedish people back to Sweden or the English back to England or the Irish back to Ireland. Why are you prejudiced? Folks, it's the Christian Zionists. It's thousands of Baptists and Pentecostal Assembly of God and other churches. They're the ones that says God wants it. God wants the Jews to return. And the world will not end. The Jesus will not come again until the Jews return back to their homeland. That's what they say the Bible says. It's not me demanding this. It's all these folks out there that say that's what the Bible says. That God will return all the... They say that the Jews really possess the land, not the Arabs. That God gave it to Abraham and to all of his seed, the physical seed, the Jews. Now, I would debate that with people. But you can't debate the fact that there's probably at least 30 or 40 million American Christians, so-called Christians, who believe that. I get letters from all the time, pastors and others. Don't you know that you should bless the Jews? And if you bless the Jews, God will bless you. And don't you know that all the Jews are to return and they've been given the land, it's their inheritance forever? Now I can show them all kind of passages that that's not so. But they've taken one or two passages out of context. They believe it. I mean, Billy Graham, James Dobson, the biggest names in Christendom have taught that. The Falwells, the Pat Robertsons, the Jim Bakers, all of them. I bet the president of the Southern Baptist Commission, convention, 15 million Southern Baptists, biggest denomination in America. Why, even the Pope of Rome says the Jews deserve their own homeland. God has given them a certain piece of territory and it's theirs. Why do you think they're all ousting all the Palestinians, murdering the ones that want to stay behind, keeping and stealing their land, their orchards, their businesses, their homes, and bulldozing many of the others and stealing the land? They say, this land doesn't belong to you Palestinians. It's ours, the Jews. God gave it to us forever. And God has told them to honor Aliyah, return. The law of return. That's what they call it in the Israeli Knesset. Okay. Who is Tex Morris to say that tens of millions of Christians are wrong? Well, the Bible says it, but okay. Let's forget about God for a minute. They do. You know, I got some literature in the mail the other day from Pat Boone. He's a Christian, and he has an organization, Wings Over Israel or something like that. He says, send money. We want to help Jews around the world in Russia, in Ethiopia. Help them return. They've never been there in the first place. Return to Israel. It's our commission from God. They own the land. It's theirs forever, their possession. We want to help them return. Send money to our organization. By the way, it's co-signed the letter by some Jewish rabbi. He's working with the rabbis to get money from we Christians to send Jews around the world to Israel. You know, when the Iron Curtain fell, over 1 million Russian Jews went to Israel. Many of them came to the United States. They didn't want to go to Israel. We don't want that stinking desert country. Give us New York City. You go to New York, man, Russian Jews are everywhere. Russian newspapers are everywhere. Russian Jews. They basically run New York City nowadays. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them in Israel, too. Many of them can't speak a word of Hebrew or Yiddish. They speak Russian, and I guess they're learning, trying. They accomplished Aliyah. They moved to Israel. They're Jews because their mother was, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. By the way, if your father is Jew, but not your mother, you don't qualify. You're not really a Jew. Sort of strange, isn't it? But that's another story. Okay. Pat Boone, Pat Robertson, they all say the Jews are going to all return and then Jesus will come. Well, it seems like they want to help it along a little bit. So they're demanding that the United States kill, massacre, smash all of Israel's enemies in the Middle East. So that all the land will be greater Israel and the Jews can go back to this great homeland. It's God's destiny for the Jews. They all go to Israel. And I'm thinking about that. Why is it? I used to get letters saying, we want to help the Russian Jews to return. Send us money. We're going to charter aircraft, load them up in Moscow and Leningrad, and take them to Israel. And they did. They've done the same thing in Ethiopia and India. Around the world, Christian organizations are working with the rabbis and the Jewish government for Aliyah, the return of the Jews. They take up offerings in churches for Aliyah to have Jews go back to Israel. And again, folks, I know I'm simple-minded. I know I'm weak in the brain, but I'd like to help this along a little bit. Now think about it. If the world has 18 or so million, a little bit over that, Jews, and 7.5 million are in America, and only 7 million are in Israel, so the other 3 or 4 million are elsewhere in the world, it seems like there's a big hunk of them. The biggest hunk of all is right here in the United States. Now, we have 315 million total people, population, the demographers say. And 2.5% of them are Jews, around 7.5 million. It's the least that we can do to help them to fulfill their biblical destiny to go to Israel and live. Now, I know it's tough on the Palestinians. I mean, they've already been squeezed out. And I think the Jews, the ones that are so rich, and we'll talk about them in a minute, they're the richest people in America. Did you know that of the 100 richest Americans, according to Fortune magazine, 53 of them are Jews? Of the 10 richest Americans, 7 of them are Jewish billionaires. They got bucks. They got money. They run Wall Street. I mean, Dell Computers, Michael Dell is Jewish. Google, huge organization. Jews own it. Microsoft, yep, that's right. Bill Gates, Jewish. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, he's Jewish. Yahoo, the CEO is Marissa Mayer, or Mayer, she's Jewish. Oracle, Larry Ellison, Jew. Cisco Corporation, Leonard Bosack, Jew. Sun Computers, Jonathan Swartz. Wikipedia, the founder, is Jewish. Founder of eBay, Jeffrey Skoll, Jewish. Owner of New York Times, Sulzberger, Jew. Washington Post, Donald Graham, Jew. Los Angeles Times and Chicago Tribune, Zeldin, Jew. They own the newspapers. They own publishing. Simon & Schuster, largest publisher in the world, New York City, Jewish. Goldman Sachs Bank, Lloyd Blankfein, Jewish. J.P. Morgan Chase, another gigantic banking combine. That would be Jamie Dimon, a Jew. There you go, folks. Money, 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 money. And as Michael Douglas in the movie Wall Street said, greed is good. And that's what the Jews say in their credo. But then their Talmud says it. Cheat the Gentiles of their money. Their riches belong to you. And it'll be a mitzvah for you, a good work, according to our God, or gods, as they have it. So they're all rich and they're all in America and they own all this stuff. And I think they should pay the Arabs for their land rather than just stealing it. So first we make an arrangement where they all pay for the land they've stolen already. And they pay reparations for all the people they've killed and all the land they've taken and all that. And then we need to resettle the Palestinians somewhere. Now there's plenty of land in the Middle East for them. Or we can find some other place in the world for them. Now, the way to handle this is maybe every Palestinian should be given $1 million. Did you know? I figured it out mathematically at one time. I was just having some fun one day, a friend and I. And we figured out that if every Palestinian was given $10 million and asked to resettle somewhere other than in the Israeli area. $10 million. That it would cost the United States less money than the Iraqi war cost. Think about that. We are spending more money every year on our military, mostly to fight wars in the Middle East for Israel. Why, we could just give the Palestinians $10 million each. I bet most of the Palestinians would do it. They don't want to live under the threat in what's been called an open-air concentration camp in Gaza. They don't want to be bombed day and night and have to worry about, you know, shells coming and killing their children. They don't have to worry about their little teenage daughters being raped by Israeli soldiers that come down the street in a cattle truck and pull the little girls up and rape them and throw them back out again on the street in the dust. They don't want to worry about being gulag prisoners of the Israelis. The jets flying over, the helicopter gunships, and bombarding their towns and villages and homes and orchards and businesses. They'd like to be safe. They're like everybody else on this planet. And I think they would be delighted to be given $10 million per person. A family of four, that'd be $40 million. Wouldn't you resettle somewhere and get out of a concentration camp if you were a Palestinian, if you were given $10 million? And America would actually save money by not fighting these expensive wars. In Israel, maybe it wouldn't need all of its nuclear bombs and missiles and aircrafts and submarines and all the stuff that it's got built up over the years. What a big savings for Israel and the United States, its number one ally. So let's send all the Jews in America back to Israel, or to Israel. They've never been there when I was back. But let's make sure the Palestinians get a fair deal, a square deal. If they're going to give up their land to all these 7.5 million Jews that come from America that we forced to resettle there, and we might have changed our constitution so that it requires them to do this. And remember, we're going to repay the Jews, but they're going to have to pay the Palestinians in turn. So everybody's going to be happy. The Jews get their bucks. The Palestinians get paid reparations. And we get them out of our hair. And it's biblical destiny, say the Christian Zionists, the Christian evangelicals, the ones who say that the central theme of the Bible is Israel and the restoration of its people to the land. And by the way, a woman recently wrote to me, and she said, "Dear Tex, I don't know who to believe, you or my pastor." You see, my pastor is a real Zionist supporter. We blow the shofar to start our church services. He's had rabbis in the pulpit. He constantly talks about Israel and the restoration of the Jews to their homeland and all that. About every other sermon seems to be about Israel. She said, and I gave him one of your books, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, and she said he refused to read it. He said he was going to throw it in the trash can. He says, this text, Mars, is anti-Semite. And then the pastor said to me, Elizabeth, you have to understand, Israel is the central focus and theme of the whole Bible. The whole Bible centers on Israel and the restoration of God's chosen people, the Jews, to Israel. That's the central theme of the Bible. This Tex Mars doesn't know that. He's ignorant. Is that true, Tex? Are you ignorant? She said. My pastor says that Israel has a permanent possession here on earth of the Jews. Is the central theme of the Bible. What do you have to say to that? Please, I want to know who's right, you or my pastor. Well, we're going to go for a break. When we come back, I'm going to answer Elizabeth's question. She deserves an answer. She got one from me, and I'd like you to know it too, dear friends. You're listening to Tex Mars. This is Power of Prophecy. Please stay with us. We're going to be right back. Tex Mars back again. I want you to have a copy of my blockbuster book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. I'll tell you, there are secrets in here about Rothschild, Israel, Judaism. You'll find out what Judaism is really all about. Is it a religion of God, of the Old Testament, or of Satan and his Talmud? Who is Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, the fourth baron of the Rothschild dynasty? And what are his intentions? What is he up to? Is it true that the Jews control our Congress, our White House, most of our industry, our newspapers, our media? Could that be possible? Why, they're only a tiny segment of the American population. How could they have gotten so powerful? Is it true that the Jewish credo is greed is good? No, that can't be, could it? Well, you'll find out in this book. And it's interesting, this book's been out for a number of months now, and it's a bestseller on the Jewish bestseller list. Go to Amazon.com and you can get it there. I hope you'll order it from the ministry, though, because you help the ministry keep going. Because we don't really make a profit on the book. Everything we get, all the income, goes right back into this truth-telling ministry, Power of Prophecy. But it's interesting that on Amazon.com, the world's number one bookseller, that this was in the bestsellers list for Jewish books. Appears that a lot of Jews are buying it. And as I've said before, I don't know if they just curse me. I've actually had Jews that have written me and say they're going to put Kabbalistic curses on my head. And I guess I'm supposed to lose sleep. But as Wanda would tell you, my wife, I sleep very good. I sleep very sound every night. Every once in a while, I'll wake up and pat my dog, my new little dog, Princess. I call her Peanut. She sleeps between Wanda and I. And I'll wake up in the night, and there she is. You know, she looks so cute. I'll reach down and pet her. She's only as big as a peanut. Doesn't take up much room. She sleeps right there. She actually sleeps right next to Wanda, just as close as she can get. And every once in a while, she favors me, and she comes over to my side. But not often. That dog loves Wanda. She goes everywhere she goes, you know. If Wanda gets up to go to her sewing machine, she goes there. If Wanda gets up to go to the kitchen, she's right there. And she's really dainty little feet, and she's never really in your way. She jumps back and forth, prances like a little deer. She's very cute. Our little dog, a little rat terrier. I never thought I'd own a dog that was called a rat terrier. And by the way, I don't know how I got it off into this discussion of our dog. I guess I love that little dog. It's very cute, very sweet. Okay, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. I want you to have a copy of that. It is $25, and I know you'll be blessed by the book. What was I going to say, Jerry? There I lost my train of thought. I had a senior moment. Dementia is setting in. That's what they say. Oh, the curse. See there? The curse must have worked. I lost my memory for at least 30 seconds. Yeah, they're going to put a curse on me. You know, but over the years, I've had occultists, witches, Satanists. A lot of them have threatened me. Remember the guy that said he's homosexual guy? Said he's going to come down. He was on his way here with a gun, and he was going to be my worst nightmare. He told you that on the phone. If I can remember, I don't know. The threats, they come and they go. I don't worry about them. You know, we certainly didn't lock our doors and everything. We waited for him patiently. He never showed up. My worst nightmare never showed up. But I don't know. You know, you just got to keep going. You got to turn everything over to Jesus. I'm going to sue you, Texas. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to get you. Okay. I hate you. Okay, they hate me. I don't hate them, but they hate me. Okay. Well, in any case, we tell the truth here, and we're going to keep doing it. This book is a book of truth. Hope you'll order it. How to get your copy of Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. Total of $30. Send it to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. How do you know that this is a real address and we're not a fake organization? Well, we've been here, 26, 27 years? And we've been at this building, since 1995, 1994, 1993. I can't remember. It goes way back, maybe 1990. That's one thing. I'm bad on chronology. But we've been here almost forever, it seems like. Here at 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. In the same building. We've added an addition. We've added some, you know, storage buildings and things like that. But we're still around. Still the rights. We can't get away from you, folks. You can come down here and hit us with a baseball bat if we ever don't send you the product. But we always do. We're good. And you know what? We do it fast. I like to serve people. Everybody here believes in serving. We serve God, we serve you. You are our family, our friends. And we're not going to wait around when you order a book or a tape or a video or a CD. Why, we're going to get it out the next day when we get your order. We open up the envelopes, and by the next day, it goes right out. Unless we get it on a Friday afternoon or something. Then we have to wait a Monday, okay? That's just the way it goes. Then it's up to the postal people or UPS or FedEx, whatever way we send it. They mess around sometime, but we don't. We love you, and we want you to have what you've ordered. You ordered it, you deserve it. ASAP. You can order our products, including Conspiracy of the Six Pointed Star, this big new book. It's a big encyclopedic type book, a big book. You can order it from powerofprophecy.com, our website, powerofprophecy.com. And you can phone us toll free during the work week, Monday through Friday. Our phone number, toll free, Canada and the United States, 1-800-234-9673. Very friendly people. We'll be glad to help you out with that, any question that you might have. Okay. Now, we're not a counseling group. We really don't do counseling. So please, you know, some people say, I'm calling you, I've got this problem with my hubby. Well, we're not really in the counseling business. Okay. So we're sorry about that, but we just don't have the personnel. But it's an important thing. It's a very important thing, Christian counseling, but we don't do it here. But we will fill your order and we'll do it very courteously. And by the way, if you are able to give us an additional love gift, we would thank you from the bottom of our heart. It'll allow us to keep going and keep fulfilling the mission that Jesus Christ has given us. Now let's return to our regular program. Again, I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We're on Worldwide Christian Radio and WINB and streaming audio on the internet at powerofprophecy.com. We're all kind of places. Oh, I'll tell you, we're just busy, busy. The Aliyah Project. The word Aliyah in Hebrew means to return to Israel, to immigrate to Israel. And you can do so if your mother was a Jew. Okay? And they invite everybody. I mean, they don't care if you're a criminal. There are a lot of people that have been convicted of crimes, even mass murder. There's a guy named Shlomo Morel who murdered people in a Soviet gulag camp. And they're hiding him. They hide bank people. I mean, Meir Lansky, the big Jewish gangster, mafia type in the United States, he fled to Israel. He was wanted for tax evasion. And Israel shielded him. He laid on the beach with his bikini girlfriends and all that, enjoying his life. Wanted for tax evasion. Meir Lansky, the Jews will hide you. Even if you're a murderer, a mafia type, a crook. It's been proven. You can go to Israel. You can immigrate. You can have Aliyah. Now, we're starting the Aliyah Project here, folks. And we want to help Jews go back because millions of Christian evangelicals, especially Baptists and Pentecostals and Assembly of God, they say it's the destiny of all the Jews to return to Israel or go to Israel. Many of them have never been there in the first place. And you know, surveys have shown that many Jews are Israel firsters. They believe an Israel first and America second or none at all. I found out through spending 20 years in the military, the number of Jews I met can be counted on my fingers. They don't like to serve in the U.S. military. But you know, Rahm Emanuel, who was Obama's chief of staff in the White House, he served in the military, but not the U.S. military, served in the Israeli military. He didn't want to serve in our military. Bill Clinton gave a talk. Remember, he was a draft dodger, refused to serve in the U.S. Army? Well, Bill Clinton, the old draft dodger, gives a talk to these Jewish billionaires, and you know what he said to them? I love Israel so much that if Israel got into a big war with its enemies, I would volunteer to go to the front lines and volunteer to fight on the side and give my blood for Israel on the front line of the war. I'd enlist in the Israeli Defense Forces. And I thought that'd be neat. I'd love to see Bill Clinton. Can you imagine going over there, going through boot camp, putting on an Israeli defense, going and fighting Iran? Fighting the Iranians. Oh, yes. Bill Clinton, do it. Do it, please. He won't. He's lying. I did not have sex with that woman. He's lying again. But, it, you know, it gets him and his wife a lot of campaign contributions. I'd give my life to Israel. Shut up, Bill Clinton. Oh, boy. By the way, Monica Lewinsky was Jewish. And guess what? She now has a fancy, luxurious apartment. She's been richly rewarded for her work for the Mossad, and she's living in Israel now. Oh, she jets back and forth to Paris and to New York and all that. But, yeah, Monica Lewinsky's Jewish. By the way, Donald Rumsfeld, he claimed he wasn't Jewish, but his daughter and his son both have done Aliyah and now are living in Israel. Rumsfeld. Yeah, that's Jewish. In fact, when people say, well, who would go? Who would you send? Well, all the Jews. I'd like to name some of them. Larry Summers, the former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. He's Jewish. He could go. Hey, Senator Chuck E. Schumer, the Zionist freak senator from New York, we'd send him. Robert Rubin, Secretary of Treasury under Bill Clinton, we'd send him. Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman, we'd send him. Deutsch, former head of the CIA, we'd send him. Hey, here's some more. Barbara Streisand, remember she said she'd leave America? If the Republicans won office, she was going to desert America? Well, good. Barbara, we got a place for you. Do Aliyah to Israel. We'll help you. We'll order a charter jet and put you on it. Dove Zichan, he's been accused, allegedly, of being CEO of the company that created the black box that guided, by remote control, the airliners into the World Trade Center towers. Dove Zichan. Hey, Whoopi Goldberg. I don't know if she's really Jewish, but look the name Goldberg along. I know she hates America. Let's send her. I think she'd look real good over there in a synagogue in Jerusalem. Barbara Wawa Walters, we could send her. Katie Couric, yeah, Ricky Lake. All of them are Jews. Rosemann Roslatinen. She's a congresswoman that's head of the House, get this, Intelligence Committee. A Jewish woman. Let's send her to Israel. Rahm Emanuel. Well, you served in the military over there. We'll send you back for good. Eric Cantor. Hey, it was Eric Cantor that was involved in the conspiracy to get General Petraeus. He's the House Minority Leader, the congressman. Eric Cantor. We'll get rid of him. New York City's Mayor Bloomberg. He's out. Mark Cuban. You know, the billionaire that owns the Dallas, whatever they are, basketball team. You'll look good on a Tel Aviv beach, Mark. We'll send you over there. Bruce Springsteen. He's a big Obama supporter. The singer, you know. Yeah, we'll get rid of him, too. Every environmental group that I know of is headed by a Jew. We'll send him over there. Hey, the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center, Mark Potek. He's Jew. We'll send him over there. Abe Foxman of the Jewish ADL. He goes. The guys of the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. We'll send all them over there. Let's see. Sandra Bullock, yep, she's a sweet girl, looks like, but we'll send her. Charlie Sheen, he's an absolute nut. I can just see him prancing around the streets of Jerusalem, you know, taking his drugs and doing whatever Charlie Sheen does. Head of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, I forgot to add him with all the list of all the media and the internet types. We'll send him. Madeleine Albright, she said it was worth it to kill up to 1 million Iraq people in that war. It was worth it, she said. Yeah, well, she'll be saying it from the streets of Jerusalem. We'll send her over there. She's Jewish. Let's see, Michael Savage. He's against freedom of religion in America. We'll send Michael Savage over there, the radio announcer. Rush Limbaugh, he's been hiding the fact that he's Jewish, and he has a rabbi that he visits Israel with. He does. He has a rabbi. We'll send Rush Limbaugh and his rabbi back to Israel. Aliyah. Let's see now. It just, what gets big here? Let's see. Oh, yes, Sheldon Adelson, Las Vegas casino guy. The Sands, he was a big supporter. Newt Gingrich gave him millions, and he gave, they say, up to $100 million to Mitt Romney. We'll send him. He can open up a casino in Jerusalem. They love gambling. The Jews are very big on gambling. They own most of the casinos, like Adelson does, in Las Vegas. They own the gambling industry in America. Let's face it, folks. Let's see. Mr. Crystal, who owns the Weekly Standard, the neocon, supposedly conservative, but he's not. We'll send him. All the bankers we mentioned, Jamie Dimon, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they'll all go over there. All of the Obama people, David Axelrod, his campaign manager, he's Jewish. He'll be sent over there. Hey, Jerry Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, and the Dreyfus girl of that sitcom, Seinfeld, they'll all be sent over there. Isaac Tegret, who built the Great Pyramid, Great American Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee, because his demon spirits told him to. Yeah, he owns the Hard Rock Cafes. We'll send him over there. Al Franken, the filthy mouth senator, former comedian. Oh, he's really never been funny, but he claims he's a comedian from Minnesota. Al Franken, he's Jewish. We'll send him over there. Roseanne Barr, she says, I'm a socialist. She's the one that grabbed her crotch. They had her sing the San Diego Padre baseball team some years ago. They must be owned by a Jew. And Roseanne Barr got out there and grabbed her, while she was singing the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, she grabbed her crotch and spit on the ground. That's what the Jewish Talmud tells Jews to do, to show their distaste and hate of something. They grabbed their crotch and they spit on the ground. That's what she did. She grabbed her crotch. She spit on the ground because they were booing her because she was mocking and making fun of the national anthem in the way that she sang. She says she's a socialist. Roseanne Barr, the actress, had the number one sitcom on TV, Roseanne Show. I think she should do a sitcom over in Israel for those people. Yeah, she needs to be a citizen over there. Ed Asner, he was on the O'Reilly Factor show. Remember him from the Mary Tyler Moore show? Yeah, well, we'll send him back to Israel, or send him to Israel. He's Jewish, and he says, I'm a socialist. John Corzine, former governor of New Jersey, or was he senator? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Many of our congressmen and women are Jews. By the way, Dianne Feinstein of California, the senator, she's Jewish. Big pro-gay gal from San Francisco. Well, Dianne Feinstein is head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, let's get this right. There's a Jew head of the House Intelligence Committee. That would be Rose Latine of Florida. And then in the Senate, the Senate Intelligence Committee is Dianne Feinstein. Or Steen. Take your pick. A lot of writers will go. Stephen King, who writes all those horror novels that puke up people's minds. He's Jewish. We'll send him over there. There's Shel Silverman. We can't send him. He's already in hell. He was the Jew who wrote the book that polluted our kids' mind. It was called, actually it was a poem, but he wrote books too. Shel Silverstein. He wrote the poem that messed up a lot of young kids' minds entitled, Who Ate the Baby? Who Ate the Baby? Interesting. Judy, Bloom, and many of the filthy writers of novels and romance fiction, all that, they're all Jews. We'll send them over there. Let's see now. Wolf Blitzer, old Wolfie of CNN News. Did you know he was a lobbyist for AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee? A Jewish lobbyist is a newsman. I bet he's really unbiased, objective. By the way, he had David Duke on his show. And he said, David Duke, you used to be the grand dragon of the KKK. David Duke says, yes, and I got smart and left that group. But you're still a member of AIPAC. And you were a paid lobbyist for them. Why don't you admit it? You're a Jewish lobbyist. Boy, David Duke really got the best of the guy. I thought Wolf Blitzer, he's sort of a midget guy anyway. I thought he was going to go straight down through the floor. He was so embarrassed. You see, nobody had ever told anybody on CNN. They thought they were getting unbiased news. Nope, not at all. Abe Foxman, ADL, whoosh, we'll take him on that big jet. Yep, Abe, you're going to love living in one of those kibbutzes over in Israel. Yeah, you'll like that. Okay, Mark Patak of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the one that, you know, thinks every Christian is a domestic terrorist, I suppose. You'll love living in the kibbutz. I could just see it. Now, let's see. Larry Goldstein. He's the pornographer who puts out a magazine called, dare I say it, Screw, S-C-R-E-W. It means the sex act. When asked about why he hated Christianity, he shot the questioner the finger. And you know what his answer was? We Jews love pornography. You know why we do it? Just to spite Christians, you moralist. We put out our pornography just to get back at Christian America. That's what Larry Goldstein had to say. Larry, you'll be publishing Screw Magazine from Tel Aviv when we get through with you. We'll send you on our Aliyah project. You'll love it over there. You're a Jew. You hate Christians. Yeah. George Soros, the Hungarian Jew that messes around in America and gives all that money to help promote marijuana smoking and such. George, get you a real estate agent in Jerusalem. We're going to ship you there. Hillary Clinton, she says her grandmother was Jewish. She's Jewish too. It was sort of like she sprang it. Everybody thought she was a good Methodist Protestant girl. No. Never. Hillary Rodham Clinton, she could run for prime minister. In fact, she could have some campaign help. James Carville, now he's a raging Cajun, but his wife is Mary Matlin, who's Jewish. Hey, by the way, Mary Matlin and James Carville are, you know, Mary Matlin claims to be Republican. Her husband, James Carville, claims to be a liberal Democrat. Oh, yes. And they're both pals with Rush Limbaugh, who's Jewish. So I can understand that Matlin's a Jew, Rush Limbaugh's a Jew. His rabbi, of course, would have to be a Jew. Oh, let's keep going here. This is almost John Kerry, who claimed he was an Irishman. He would march in the great, St. Patrick's Day parade, but he would also march in the gay pride parades in Boston. Turns out his real name is not Kerry, it's Khan. He's Jewish. His whole family's been Jewish. He's lying to the people of Massachusetts. See, there's so many Catholics there. He got the Catholic vote. They didn't know he was a Jew. John Kerry ran for president of the United States. Jerry Springer. Dirty, filthy Jerry Springer show. Hey, they've got television. You can have the Jerry Springer show over there. They love dirtiness over there. Pornography's big. There are more brothels per square mile in Israel than any country on earth. There's more abortions in Israel than any country except Japan on this planet. Gambling, pornography, murder, brothels, child sex trafficking. They got it all. Jerry Springer, imagine the shows you can have. And there's all those rabbis being arrested in Israel for pedophilia. They have to be really bad to be arrested in Israel for pedophilia, for molesting kids, because it's so common. Gloria Steinem, she's Jewish. Remember her? Leader of the feminist movement. By the way, she secretly was paid by the CIA. We know that now. She's admitted it. She's Jewish. Goodbye, Gloria. Get on the jet. We're taking you to Israel. You'll love it there. You're an Israel firster anyway. Sarah Silverman, the Jewish comedian. She's big now on HBO. Won all those awards. Yeah, she's Jewish. In one of her HBO special shows, she was paid a lot of money to pretend that she was having sex with a black man who she said was Jesus. Had sex with Jesus. She makes fun of Jesus. By the way, it was Silverman, if I'm not mistaken, who told a Jewish crowd down in Florida that if she had been around during the days of Jesus, we wouldn't be worried about Christians today because she wouldn't have just crucified him on the cross and so that the Christians could come in and she would steal his body out of the tomb and have Easter today. She says that she would have pulverized him. She would have put him in a meat grinder and made sausage out of him, out of his body. There wouldn't be any Jesus left if she got rid of him. What a nice lady, a comedian. Makes me want to laugh. Doesn't you, Jerry? Right before I vomit, of course. Let's see. Is there any more? I've got such a list here. You know, I did a newsletter feature article in my book, Conspiracy Six Part. I named all the Jews in the Obama administration. Of course, Bill Clinton had them too. Did you know that Bill Clinton's chief of staff was a guy named Bolton? B-O-L-T-O-N. His UN ambassador was also a Bolton, Jewish. But this Bolton that was Jewish, that was his chief of staff in the White House, would lead cabinet meetings for the president. And he would pray in Yiddish. Isn't that interesting? The Jewish. He would pray in Yiddish. Well, let's see who else. Okay, we've already talked about Roseanne Barr and Barbara Streisand and Charlie Sheen. All the Hollywood crowd would be gone. You know, MGM Studios, Fox, they'd all be gone. That would be it. Henry Paulson, the former Secretary of the Treasury, made 70 trips to China to build up China as a superpower. He was the guy that, you know, he was from Goldman Sachs, and then George Bush Jr., George W., you know, W., made him his Secretary of Treasury. He was the one that sort of shepherded us into the Great Recession, sort of just took all of America by the hand and led us into it. When Bear Stearns went bankrupt and all that, he oversaw it all. He asked for the money and got Congress to approve all the money from the TARP program. And guess who was the guy, the big money man in Congress at the time? Congressman Rahm Emanuel. He was the money man who decided which of the congressional candidates that were Democrat got money for their campaigns. If you weren't a good little boy and didn't vote for all of the Israeli wars and things and all the foreign aid for Israel, America's given Israel over $3 trillion in free aid. They've never paid back a cent over the years. And it was Rahm Emanuel that made sure of that because he made sure that nobody could run for Congress and get the money to do so, because you got to be a millionaire to run for Congress nowadays. And Rahm Emanuel had the money bags of the Democrat Party when he was a congressman. Now, of course, he's the godfather in Chicago. And all the Jews are favored in Chicago now. And even Illinois, that's why they got rid of that guy. He was not Jewish. What was his name? The guy that had all the hair. He's in prison now. He wouldn't do what Rahm and Barack said, so they put him in prison. He wanted money to do what they said, basically. I forget his name. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Blagojevich. Yeah. Blagojevich. Well, whatever it is. You know who he was. I call him Mr. Hare. By the way, the head of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, Gary Gensler, he's Jewish. Is the gold market rigged? Yes. The silver market? Yes. All the other commodities, precious metals? Yes. Who watches over that market? Well, that would be Gary Gensler, a Jew. Who, by the way, was an executive at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs seems to have all these guys, then they put them all in politics and everything. By the way, John Corzine of MF Global, John Corzine, was he a senator or a governor? Doesn't matter. But John Corzine, who ripped all those people off, 39,000 farmers and ranchers lost all their money to his organization. But he's still living in the chips. He's still a billionaire. And he'll never be prosecuted. John Corzine, he's Jewish. Of course he is. Folks, the Supreme Court would be emptied. Stephen Breyer would be gone. He's Jewish. Aliyah, get on the jet. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Angela Sotomayor, she's a Latin Jew. Elena Kagan, they're all gone. We have a conservative court. We can overturn Roe versus Wade. After all, it was the Jews that wanted Roe versus Wade. They got it. No more police state. No more gay marriage, because they're the big promoters of that. They're head of all the gay organizations. Wow. Can you imagine America without all these Jewish gays running these organizations, without all these gun control freaks, all the gun control people like Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Senator of California, they're all Jews. Wow. We could clean up America in no time at all. Isn't it amazing, folks, what we could do? The filthy music, Hollywood, Broadway, the Wall Street criminals. All the Jewish, did you know that almost all New Age cults and false religions were founded by Jews? What an America we could have. Aliyah, Project Aliyah. The Communist Party of USA was founded by Gus Hall, a Jew. Well, he wasn't the founder, but he was the leader, the president of the Communist Party of the USA for years and years and years. Folks, let's stop the carousel. Let's stop the merry-go-round. Let's stop the Jews dancing around the golden calf, the idol here in America. They say Israel is truly our home and America is not. Well, let's send them to Israel. Let's do them all a favor. Let's send them to Israel. How can they complain? All the, even the Christian Zionists say it's their destiny to leave. Why shouldn't they want to go? Unless they want to stay here and be vultures and keep ripping us off. And keep bringing their filth, their pornography. They run the pornography industry. Jews in Northridge, California are at the very font of most of it. The blue states, they're all run by Jews. This would be a different country. We could return to our foundations. Whether we're white or black or Asian or Hispanic, we could have a free country once again. Instead of a smutty, devil-run country. And wouldn't the Jews be happy? They'd all be living in Israel together. They'd love it, wouldn't they? Well, I doubt it, but anyway, it's your destiny. Aliyah, it's a project whose time has come. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. Been great to be with you again. And please tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.